This year, Dell Technologies' Back to School event is delivering impressive tech with an inspiring purpose. Learn how Dell is helping ComputerAid, whose work is helping equip solar community hubs with tech and AI literacy skills to empower remote, displaced, or disconnected communities around the world. Help Dell make a difference and shop AI-ready PCs powered by Snapdragon X Series processors at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Drop a beat.
Of course he knows what he's saying. He does this all the time.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
So he gets asked, what's the latest CD? Is there any urgency? He's like, no. And Jerry, well, I went to high school. I went to college. I don't know why I said it. And we're like, well, I mean, what do you mean by this?
Today's guests, Steelers Radio Network host Jerry Dulac, Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian, plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. I am back in the chair, and my thanks to Mike Hill, Andrew Siciliano, and Kirk Morrison for expertly guiding this ship last week. Spent some personal time off, and then on Friday was at Fanatics Fest in New York City, which was a wild affair. The first ever live version of Overreaction Monday is now sitting in your RSS feed or on our YouTube channel right now for you to take in, because Chris Brockman and I did it live from New York at Fanatics Fest over the weekend, and we posted it this very morning because, you know, it's a Monday. Lots to overreact to. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Jerry Dulac, our friend from Western PA, is going to join us because here we are with one preseason game to go, a couple weeks to go until the Steelers season opens up in Atlanta. And I guess it'll be Russell Wilson. neither guy has really lit any fires far in Pittsburgh. And the question is what is up with that? And an incomplete study is what Mike Tomlin has called the quarterback situation in Pittsburgh, PA. So we'll talk to Jerry about that. And then in hour three, we'll get your appetite whetted for the football season that's even closer to having games played that count in the standings. College football. The head coach of Texas football, Steve Sarkisian, will be on the program later on. And then there's you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman, again.
Hey, Rich,
you're back
great
from
to
New
see
York.
You again.
Good
What's up,
you.
Man?
DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts.
Good morning, Rich. How
What's
you
up?
Doing?
Mike Del Tufo, good to see you. TJ Jefferson, candles lit. Good to see you, sir.
What's up, world?
We're all hanging out, all four of us.
Yes,
we're back.
We're back.
Getting ready for
back
football
again.
Season and everything.
Let's go.
You know.
Oh, baby. Oh, we're back. Here
lots to discuss. Lots to talk about.
My eyes see.
Lots to overreact to, again, because it's a Monday. And I know it's preseason football, and I know, you know, sometimes you see guys who are starters go against backups, and you can't really evaluate what you're seeing. And, we all know, again, everyone will keep mentioning the year the Detroit Lions didn't win a football game in the regular season. They didn't lose one in the preseason.
Yeah, they were 4-0.
You don't raise banners. You don't raise banners for playing good football in August. But I know what my eyes see. I know what I can see. And what you see sometimes is something that just pops off the screen and is really special. And there are a lot of fan bases in the National Football League that are starving. It's been years. It's been years since they've made the playoffs. It's been years since they won a playoff game. It's been years since they made the Super Bowl. It's been years since they've won one. Some haven't even won it. It's been years since you know in this quarterback-driven league that you can drive for what you need, because you've got the quarterback. There are some teams that just one day get it dropped in their lap. Kansas City Chiefs, for instance. You know? You win one Super Bowl in the early 70s, you don't taste anything for another half a century. Same with the Jets, but they're waiting for their quarterback to get dropped in the lap, like Mahomes was dropped in the lap of the Kansas City Chiefs. Brockman had it dropped in his lap by Mo Lewis, blowing up the innards of Drew Bledsoe.
Sure did.
20-year run.
It was a hell of a run.
TJ thought for a hot minute it was dropped in his lap with Dak Prescott.
It wasn't?
No, no. I mean, we'll not see. Let's see.
Jersey's out.
I mean, he's an excellent quarterback, but is he generationally like changing the fortunes of an entire franchise good? Let's hope we can see it this year.
Get your damn act together.
Getting CeeDee Lamb in the mix would be very helpful. Hey, listen, the Seahawks thought they had it as well. And they knew they had it with Russell, and then things kind of drifted off. I'm just saying, you can see it, and it's so rare that it is it when you see it, and it's even rarer that it lasts for a long time. That's it. What I'm seeing out of Caleb Williams gets me very, very excited. I mean, that's you've got to be there as a Bears fan right now, looking around for the trapdoor. When's that going to open on me? I think my answer to you is, I don't think it's going to open. I think this kid is as advertised. Will Jeffrey Simmons go all painted nails on him as he said he would and start making his life miserable in a couple of Sundays from now when they open up? Sunday after Labor Day weekend? Perhaps. Perhaps. Will it be a long stretch for this kid? I don't know. All I know is what I saw over the weekend, what I saw against the Bengals, and I understand, you know, it's preseason football. I saw a guy rolling out of trouble in the pocket against the grain of his body, flipping it in the air. Damn near half the length of the field, right into the arms, a dot of his rookie wide receiver chosen 8 picks after him in Roma Dunze, and then setting up shop inside the red zone, running around looking for somebody. I mean, just saying, I'll just stroll in the next 10 yards, make it look simple. That's what I saw. That's the sort of stuff you can't teach. That's the sort of stuff you are born with, and that's the sort of stuff that Bears fans have to be so out of their friggin' skulls about. Excitement, and it is well-founded. Those two plays, right there. That's it. And, next up for him is the guy who he's compared with. That will be Thursday night on NFL Network, by the way. 20 minutes after the hour, 8 Eastern time, Bears at Chiefs. I don't know if he's going to be. I don't know if he's going to play in it. I'm assuming.
What's the point?
I don't know. He needs reps.
I know, but we've already seen he's the guy. Why risk it?
I don't know. I hope for the sake of my network and everybody who is excited for this game to be on it that he will play, and the same thing with Mahomes. And then you won't see him again until Week 1 against the Tennessee Titans. And then just put the Bears schedule up on, if you don't mind. Because this is what we're talking about. When the Bears are good, and the Bears are must-see TV, and the Bears are on Hard Knocks, and the Bears will be on everybody's television set the second Sunday of the season, and NBC is like, okay, let's get Caleb Williams' first road game in Houston against C.J. Stroud, last year's unicorn quarterback. And then let's see him the next week against Anthony Richardson, who we're all excited to see in his first full year. Then he's coming out here to his college town, or one of them, or he's actually going to take on the Rams at home, back home. Then he takes on Carolina. I mean, my goodness gracious. Thanks for Caleb, Carolina. Let's hope that Bryce Young will have a win or two in his pocket by the time he strolls in there, and then London gets a shot at seeing Caleb Williams internationally. Off of a bye, it'll be 1-2, Caleb versus Jaden Daniels. Who's in to watch Caleb take on Kyler Murray? Everybody? New England might have Drake May out there at that point in time. The resurrected Drake May right now, but we'll put a pin in that for later on. And then comes his first against Green Bay. Is it possible that he ends the ownership of the team from up the toll road on them in Soldier Field. Thanksgiving against Detroit at San Francisco after Thanksgiving. Come on now. Who's in? Anybody? We all are. We know it. Hopefully the football gods keep them healthy. But you can't, I mean, you can't but look at those two plays. Have them show up in the palm of your hand seconds after it happens and go, okay, that's it right there. That's it. You know, the Rick Dalton gif, right? You know what it is? That's it. Point at the screen. There you go. Bears fans, I hope that the hope is in fact as founded as I believe it is. Say I'm overreacting to on a Monday after a preseason game. Fine, but that's it. That's what you want to see.
The Bears.
That was great. And as if you need a fresh reminder, the guy who's being compared to. As if you need a fresh reminder about Patrick Mahomes and the guy that Caleb Williams is being compared to. Mahomes put something on film for everybody to see against the Detroit Lions. A little behind the back shovel pass.
You knew it was coming at some point.
To Travis Kelce. A behind the back shovel pass. Well, is it a shovel pass? Like, would that be if Travis Kelce had dropped it? That would have been a forward pass, right? It doesn't matter if it's in front of you or not, right?
Yeah, that's an incomplete pass.
It's a shovel pass,
yeah,
correct?
Been incomplete. Right. Yeah.
Behind the back.
This is a shovel if it's behind the back?
I guess so. I mean, you can shovel different
I
ways.
I think it's just a behind the back pass.
Del Tufo, we should ask the guy who shovels professionally for a living. Sorry. Let me tell you, man. This guy already... And then said it was because Kelce ran the wrong route. This is a fun exchange between these two guys. Hit it.
I mean, long story short, Travis didn't run the route he was supposed to run. And then it was kind of a behind the back pass, kind of because I was mad. I was pissed off at Travis. He was supposed to run a flat route. I don't know if you can hear me on the broadcast. I'm yelling at him, and then he doesn't run it. So out of spite, I do a behind the back pass, but now it's going to be a highlight.
Oh, that's awesome because you just improvised it. Is that what you're telling us? Is it just all improv?
100%. That's what I've been trying to say it to everybody. It can't be planned. It's got to be just naturally happen kind of in the groove of things. And so I actually forgot about it until halftime. Someone actually brought it up to me. And it wasn't like I planned that at all or it wasn't a called play. It just kind of happened.
Just kind of happened. Sort of what we're like going back to back. Super Bowl just kind of happened. Mm. Just like somebody bringing a Kermit the Frog Muppet to Raiders training camp. Just kind of happened. Kind of like being fourth overall on the top 100 list as voted by your peers. And the guy who you won back-to-back without when nobody thought you would ever win again without. He's number one. That sort of stuff happened. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and Kelce had a classic response as well. Speaking of Kermit, hit it.
It wasn't a play. No, it was a play. It was a first down. You know, he's got the voice thing. And so he kind of mumbled out the play. I couldn't hear it. I was walking up to the line. I was like trying to decipher what he was saying. Before I knew it, he snapped the ball. And and then I kind of saw him out of my peripheral run to the sideline. So I was trying to go help my guy out. By the time I looked over there, he was already in mid form, like a photo on a sports card, throwing the ball to me. So it was just, I guess, right place at the right time.
Ask Ravens fans if they like when Kelce and Mahomes, just improvise. Ask them. So they're in postseason form, Chiefs. I know they lost the Lions. Those things don't matter to me. Results don't matter. It's just what you see on film. It's what you see from everybody and just see confidence level and how they're feeling. And that's what I thought when I saw that play. I'm like, okay, they're ready. They're ready. And I know the Ravens will be like, yeah, give that one a whirl on the first Thursday night of the season, right? Give that one a whirl against the defense.
It'll get handled when it gets handled.
That's right. It'll get handled when it gets handled. That should be the mantra of the Chiefs' three-peat campaign.
Put it on the tickets.
It'll get handled when it gets handled. That's it. I think we've just come up with it. Meaning, we're not going to talk about it all year. You'll talk about it all year. You'll talk about it, meaning us in the media, shows like this one. the ones that we compete against, the ones that precede us, the ones that come after us. We'll talk about it. Oh, yes, we will. We will till we're blue in the face. And then every single time, and every single time that they might be struggling, it'll be just like, okay, where's the switch? Oh, there it is, because they flipped it last year. Behind the back flip. The switch. So it'll get handled when it gets handled. That's what I'm looking forward to seeing this year. First two games at home, but against the Ravens and the Bengals, and then at the Falcons. First 3 weeks will definitely put them to the test. There's no question about that. But they enter happy warriors, to use a phrase from the headlines right now. And as long as they're healthy in the receiving core, you know what? Screw it. Even if they're not,
who cares? Doesn't matter.
Look what happened last year.
It literally doesn't matter.
Right? Right?
Literally doesn't matter. 11-6 last year, vulnerable.
Right.
Mahomes had his worst season as a pro. Won the Super Bowl anyway.
They won the Super Bowl anyway.
BFD.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And on top of it, what do? Every single time they go to the Super Bowl, they see, whether they win or lose, they see what their weakness is and they hit the crap out of it during the following non-playing season. This year, it's just like, okay, boy, did we struggle taking the top of the defense off. Boy, did we struggle outside. So let's trade for Hollywood Brown, see how he works, and draft Xavier Worthy. Oh, and by the way, John Ross is on that team too. They're not fast enough. But I saw that back flip, you know, and I thought to myself, okay, they're ready. And I saw Caleb Williams, and I'm like, he's ready. Let's go. We got one more preseason game. They take on each other. One guy is being called the next version of the other. I hope they do play against each other, even just for a couple series, and I bet you they will. I bet you they will. It's the final preseason game. It'll be, what, 2 weeks before the opener for Kansas City?
Correct.
Right, so I bet you they will. NFL Network, Thursday night. Good times. When we come back, though, we'll take some phone calls. I see there are folks already getting in here, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Also on this program, I've got a top five list of the stories of the preseason. From last week that I missed, there was a ton of NFL headlines that tumbled down when I was not in the chair. But when we come back, it's not salty Tua. It's honest Tua. It is fresh Tua. It's cold Tua. Because he's pizzayed and he doesn't care anymore. And he is just putting it all out there. And I love this version of Tua, as you know.
I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial here on this busy Monday. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O-O-O-Reilly Auto Parts. Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you can find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started. All right, back here on the program. Good to see you guys.
Hey, Rich, what's happening?
I missed you.
It was
Did you?
Turn my mic on.
I didn't miss those moments. Like that moment right there where you said twice into a mic that you didn't have on.
You heard him though.
I didn't miss it, but I did miss you guys. Of course I did.
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Why don't you believe me?
Do we believe him?
Well, did you send us letters or
Did you write a letter? Do you write letters anymore? By the way, I did write a couple handwritten notes just yesterday.
Did you bring us back something from wherever you were?
What are you talking about?
Where are your kids? Why wouldn't you bring us back something when you go on a trip?
I saw you 2 days ago.
You didn't see me and Mike.
Yeah, me, right, TJ?
We didn't go on the trip. Like, did you bring us something back?
No.
See, then how much could you really have missed this then?
Well, I brought back Buzz for our program.
I'll say this. Where's the Buzz?
I mean, you don't feel it in the studio? I do.
I need to feel it.
I feel the buzz.
I mean,
what?
I'm not going to lie. When I was on the boat yesterday, I didn't miss any of you guys.
Yesterday on the boat? Thanks for the invite.
I don't miss anybody when I'm on the boat.
Yeah,
I like being alone now. I'm kidding. I miss all you guys.
Dude,
I really do.
Excuse me. I saw an Instagram photo of you on the boat. You were not alone.
You were.
That was.
You had left and right arm occupied.
Yes.
Yeah, you did. Mike?
Yes. I forgot you weren't here since then.
Have you turned off?
The lights are done.
Have you turned off?
Yes, he did.
You're done.
Why?
You're done. You got shut down.
Why would you turn off your lights on your Instagram account?
By the way, I got like 750 likes.
How would you know?
I can see.
I can't see.
Oh, you guys can't see.
Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that?
Nope. I was shamed. Brockman said
shamed.
I was shamed into turning lights off.
Because you bought your followers.
I didn't buy followers. Yes. I bought a social media person that helped me gain followers.
Who just happened to be Russian bots?
Yes, that's right. Vladimir has this great plan for him.
Yeah, they like me. Vladimir at the Kremlin likes me.
Oh, my God. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Man, oh, man, oh, man, the AFC East this year. The Buffalo Bills have ruled that roost for damn near half a decade, ever since Brady strolled off into the Tampa Bay dawn and eventual sunset.
Yep.
The Bills have taken over that division. And this year, with the idea of trading away Stephon Diggs and also losing a ton of boldface name veterans on the defensive side of the ball that became cap casualties, they are viewed as vulnerable as they have been in quite some time. Matt Milano, who I saw go down with a season-ending injury last year in London, carted off the field at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Coming back, making his way back, and now he's out until December. And let's hope he can come back. That guy is a self-made stud in the middle of the defense, and the fact that he's not there now only lends more credence to the conventional wisdom that the Bills are in trouble, and the Jets have Rodgers coming back. And we assume that the football gods are done kicking the Jets completely in the nards, and Rodgers will play more than 5 snaps on Monday Night Football against the 49ers.
Here, coach.
And then there's the Dolphins, who are really good. Okay?
For about 12 weeks.
Dude, I know what you're saying, and that's a narrative that Mike McDaniel really has even acknowledged the who have they really beaten team of 2023.
Without question.
And he even acknowledged that in the Germany game that I called between the Chiefs and the Dolphins, saying we need to win this game to quiet that narrative. They didn't. Narrative kept going. They did have a shot at the division last year and blew it. Losing to the Titans in Monday Night Football at home, and then Tyreek Hill not being the same after that game because of the hip drop tackle he suffered, and then they wound up losing to the Bills in the final game, and that put them in a freezer in Kansas City. And they emerged from that freezer looking like Jack Nicholson at the end of The Shining. Spoiler alert.
Carbone. Spoiler alert. Goodfellas.
Han Solo. Spoiler alert.
But what they do, what they have done, is they have just added more to the fastest team in the National Football League. That's all they do is get faster and faster and faster. And they've now added Odell on top of it for depth at the receiver position. And they paid Tua. And what Tua did over the weekend, he looked terrific, brother. Again, if we're going to start analyzing preseason games, and I started the show reacting about how Caleb Williams looks like the real deal and Mahomes is already behind the back passing and looking in postseason form with Kelsey. Happy Warriors, them busting each other's stones about who blew the play and whether it was a real call play, so on and so forth. Tua looks superb, I thought. Dropping dimes, looking good. Pizzade. The kid who watched Ryan Fitzpatrick try and bail him out over and over again, or the coach, Brian Flores, turning to the beard of Harvard and not trusting Tua or giving Tua the opportunity to learn through failure or learn by experiencing the tough times. Those days for Tua are over. He is Piz aide. And he's got a coach who believes in him. A subject matter that we've been talking about for months. If you recall, I went back to my hotel room in Frankfurt, Germany, and zoomed into this program to tell you the remarkable stories that both of these guys told about each other separately in our broadcast meeting. And how that even seeped, the stories about what McDaniel's done for Tua even seeped, I believe, into the New England locker room. Because the next week in Germany, the Patriots flew into town and took on the Colts. And we had a broadcast meeting with Mac Jones, who said, you know, he literally volunteered this when we brought up the subject matter of how his season was going. He said he would love to have a coach who would just sit next to him on the bench, a head coach, and throw his arm around him, have meals together, be together. And I 1,000% took that to mean Tua told him, because he was referring to Tua when he's telling us the story. Two Alabama guys just chit-chatting in their spare time. And the power that can actually deliver is something that we could not, in our broadcast meeting, be anything but blown away by the two guys talking about each other in such terms. Now, did it lead to a win that week? It did not. But it did lead to Tua's first playoff appearance, unfortunately for him, in a freezer box. But today, you heard from Tua exactly what McDaniel means to him in relation to what he was going through with Brian Flores, the predecessor of Mike McDaniel in Miami. And Dan Le Batard had him sitting there in an interview. And Tua doesn't talk very much, and you never really hear Tua talking one-on-one in interviews like this. But Le Batard sat him down and asked him the million-dollar question and got a billion-dollar answer from Tua.
Can you explain to us the difference in practical terms between having a coach who did believe in you the way that he did and the difference between that and what was happening with Flores?
Yeah. Well, to put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. Like, you are accurate, you are the best whatever, you are this, you are that. Like, how would it make you feel listening to one or the other? You see what I'm saying? And then you hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad, and you hear it more and more, you start to actually believe that. I don't care who you are. You can be the president of the United States. You have a terrible person that's telling you things that you don't want to hear or that you probably shouldn't be hearing. You're going to start to believe that about yourself.
Wow. That's coaching right there. The difference between just the positive message and not. Wow. And wow. And again, listen, we all understand the circumstances of Flores' firing in Miami became a part of a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Okay, that I'm not mistaken is still going on.
That has not been
solved. I guess I should have looked that up before we, but anyway, long story short, though, it just seems to be another instance of, dare I say, someone from the Belichick tree giving the tough love stuff without what seems to be much love at all. That wasn't working on Tua or with him. And amazingly, when McDaniel arrived, the general sense was he was going to pitch Tua to the side too. Because look at Justin Herbert and what he was doing while Tua was going through his struggles. And McDaniel said, you're my guy, and has been nothing but the guy next to Tua in the meeting rooms and probably on the planes and everywhere else. And it has paid dividends literally for Tua's bank account and also for the Dolphins. The question obviously is it enough to win the division this year? Is it enough for them to, of all teams outside of your Cowboys, or at least it's a version of the Cowboys in the AFC, where last year Dallas was far better at home than on the road up until the playoffs. Dolphins need home field advantage. Like if there's any team that I'm looking at in the AFC and say, name me, or I ask you, call in or whatever, you guys here, the one team in the AFC that has to have the one seed.
Yep.
I would name the Dolphins. Everyone else can be the 2, 3, 4, maybe who knows, even 5, and make the Super Bowl themselves.
Unless the Dolphins come out here to a climate like this, as long as they don't have to go to...
Well, I mean, who...
They got a super bad break with the weather in Kansas City last year, but they did literally play a playoff game the week before
and didn't
against
win
Buffalo
and didn't win it.
At home.
Didn't win it.
And didn't win.
Didn't win it. And I understand they didn't win it. And
so,
here's how I'm going to chalk it up. I'll chalk it up to the defense, you know, without Phillips, without Chubb. They got... And Tyreek was... He wasn't himself. After that hip drop tackle, that he just wasn't the guy. You could just look at the numbers. He just wasn't. But everyone's got injuries, I guess.
Also, hey, look. Playoff growing pains.
I cannot wait to see this season. You know how we always have fun with salty Tua? That's not salty Tua that we just heard. That's just honest to God.
Yeah.
This is the way it happened. This is the way I viewed it at the time. This is the way that I have been handled ever since then. And I am now paid. I am now paid. He has now been given the respect by his team's management. That is, as you know, what is going on with anybody that's holding out for a contract now. It's not just generational wealth, taking care of family. It's respect. The contract, the annual per year. That's apparently what's going on with Brandon Ayuk right now. He wants to get that APY to a certain level, and the Niners are, for whatever reason, not doing it, and that's why it's still out there. And I think that was the latest from our friend Mike Garofolo. It's all about the respect, and Tua's now received it. And he's earned it. Certainly in his mind. Certainly in the mind of management. Certainly in the mind of the coach. So I can't wait to see how he goes into the season this way. Put it the Dolphins schedule. This is what I'm loving about this now. We're now 2 weeks away, and here we go. Here we go. Taking on the Jaguars week one.
They get Buffalo out of the way
right
the first half of the season.
Early.
Both games.
Early, but also early week. It's the first Amazon Prime Video Thursday night game of the year. Week two.
It's going to be hot.
Thursday night. The Bills are coming in. Those are games they need to win. You want to be the one seed. You take care of business at home, certainly against the Jaguar team that finished just as, even more poorly than the Dolphins. Dolphins made the playoffs. Jaguars did not. Buffalo. You want to win the division? You got to win your home games against the better teams, if not the ones you need to dethrone in the division. They couldn't do it last year, as you pointed out multiple times in this segment, Chris. In week 18 last year, they got to do it in week two.
Got to.
And then
got to.
The game of the year. Certainly, if you are people who are extremely online or in charge of whoever is putting people out there on the mound for ceremonial first pitches in Queens, New York, the Hawks-Tua game.
Well done. And great job, Mets.
Seahawks.
Well done, TJ.
We lost that guy.
Hosting Tua. Hawks-Tua. Week three. Then they're home on a Monday night against Tennessee. How about the schedule makers winking at him from last year or this year with Tennessee in week four? And okay, then at New England. Got to win those games. All of them,
this now plays out just like last year, where the first two-thirds of the year, they could be 10-2, and then it all comes down in the last six weeks again. Like, look at those closing games. At Green Bay, two against the Jets. At Houston, Niners. Cleveland, we think, is going to be better. Can they close?
Can they close? Yeah, or will they just spit on that thing?
Yo.
Hey.
Hey, yo.
This is what I'm saying.
Dolphins do that all the time.
100%. You take a look at some of those end of season. There's a frigid night. One will expect Thanksgiving night in Green Bay.
Yep.
They pick on the Jets in the twice in the last five games of the year. And in between the Jets games, at Houston, home for San Francisco, at Cleveland, they finish up in two very cold places. I would suggest to them, start fast as you will. Dominate in division as you can, and Tua being the one to lead the way, fully pizzayed and saying, that was then, it helped me make the guy that I am now, and so is the coach who's currently here. Dolphins football, 2024, right there. We'll take a break, 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here in the program. We'll take your phone calls. We got a lot of time. Jerry Dulac, hour number two. What's up with the Steelers quarterback situation? We get it straight from one of the guys who should know, Steve Sarkisian, hour three. Let's talk about Sleep Number, people. We all know in the NFL there's no margin for error. A single mistake can change the outcome of a game. We all know that. And proven quality sleep, believe it or not, can boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall performance. You know that probably in your real life. The same thing goes in the National Football League, which is why Sleep Number is, in fact, the sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Partnering since 2018, 8 out of 10 players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but it is a world of difference because being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out for recovery, that is game changing. So right now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, you can save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at a Sleep Number store, or you can go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. See store for details. Let's talk about game time tickets, people. We've been talking about it actually for months. here on The Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about Game Time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right, back here on the program, back here from New York City. Yeah. And Chris Brockman and I were at Fanatics Fest because they invited us to do Overreaction Monday from the main stage there. Yeah, the main stage there.
The main stage.
Right?
We were up there.
Or at least I'll call it that. I don't know if it was a it was a pretty big stage.
It was pretty big.
And at any rate, there it is. There's the stage, in just in case you're wondering. We filled the seats eventually on the stage. But at any rate, it was just an amazing time there. Ooh. When you walked around the Javits Center, there were cards and collectibles everywhere, as one might think, with Fanatics, right? And there were other shows that were being done from there. Our good friend Bobby Bones did part of his shows from there, and he had me autograph a fan of the game card of mine. And I couldn't help but notice the price.
Oh, right.
$1 plus tax.
Just the spec is real.
Full trading places.
I mean, rich.
$1.
$1? Come
on. You're the collectibles guy. How should I handle that, TJ? You're my collectibles guy.
Look, that could be in poor condition. That might
no,
be
it was
a 10.
Mint.
That
thing was mint.
Oh, that's a grade.
No, no, look, I tried to help you out.
I had to sign it. Bobby took it out. I felt, you know, I gingerly held it because I didn't want to ruin the value. And then he had me put it back in, and that's when I saw it was $1 plus tax.
I mean,
so what is the tax? Real estate, I mean, New York tax?
Eight and a half.
It's probably close.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. There you go.
How much is it without the signature?
I don't know what's worth now. What's it worth now? Don't tell me.
Was it worth 11 before you signed it?
I don't know. Nice. I devalued it.
Oh, my God.
Good one. Good one. Back on the Rich Eisen Show. We're still here in Los Angeles talking about Fanatics Fest. What a whole to-do that was. Just the Javits Center
was crazy.
Is jammed with fans all over the place.
So how I've been describing it to people, if you've been to NFL Experience at the Super Bowl, think of that in terms of scale and people, but it was for all sports and collectibles and UFC and WWE. I mean, I bet half the people there were just there for, they were WWE fans. Every other dude we saw walking around had a championship belt of some sort.
Triple H is a large man, sir.
Triple H is gigantic.
Yeah, he is.
Cody Rhodes pulling kids out of the crowd dressed like him, gave them autographed belts. Like, it was awesome.
Yeah, and they had...
The energy was through the roof.
They had folks like Brady and Gronk stroll around the floor in their in the Brady and Gronk uniforms.
Yeah.
Livy Dunn was dressed as Paul Skeens.
Yep.
Right?
I mean, Jake Paul was there.
Like, yeah, he was dressed as Kelsey.
A who's who? Just name them in professional sports and entertainment. They were there.
They were all there.
They were all there.
It was unreal. They had an incredible crowd as well. And we
were there walking around.
Had a good
everyone
time
was
there
super
too.
Nice and super fun, and we had a great time.
Yeah. Then you brought your crazy game. Like,
I mean, you weren't feeling the overreactions. None of them. They were overreactions. I
don't know,
I guess.
Because again, this is kicking off season two of Overreaction Monday Pod, and
I thought they were all logically reasoned and thought out.
I don't know how many of
our previous shows where you've asked me.
And you've asked me, and
I didn't agree with a single one of them.
For 10, maybe?
All of them were overreactions. Every last one of them.
I thought maybe you talked
myself into one. I don't recall agreeing with you very much. here is, and TJ, this one's for you, sir. This is the overreaction Monday that you can get where all podcasts are acquired right now in the live audience. First ever live audience version of this show. And they were giving you all sorts of crap.
Yeah, they were.
Well, because you stroll up in your Red Sox hat and your Paul Pierce stuff.
Yeah,
Paul Pierce. You're like, what's up, New York? You know, I want to show you what a champion looks like.
Yeah, it's been a long time since
that. That's how he stepped on the stage.
He said that?
Yeah.
That's bold.
That's even more harsh than me showing up in Canton the way I did.
Well,
I waited till they engaged me.
No, I brought him there.
And Canton, he just showed up and grabbed the mic and just.
DJ, you get in a fight, you punch first, you punch hardest.
You don't wait to get smacked.
Yeah.
You got to, you know.
I don't know.
So the crowd was already in love with Chris.
It was fun. I had fun.
And your first one was Rodgers and Daniel Jones going to have a better season than Rodgers, right?
And I'll tell you what.
This is the day before.
Yeah, it was the day of. Like, it happened earlier that day. He was so terrible. And I remember thinking, oh, my first one is not going to land.
That's not going to do.
Like, Daniel Jones didn't help me out.
You already threw a pick six on the 3-yard line.
Oh,
my God. All right. So this is a fun moment from our first ever live Overreaction Monday show in the Javits Center. At Fanatics Fest.
Second topic, Rich. Again, stirring it up a little bit. We are in NFC East territory.
Yes.
The NFC East is only getting one playoff team.
Wow. Wow. I will say that's an overreaction, and I think both the Eagles and the Cowboys make it again. And if I had to say, there will be one team making it from the NFC South, and there will be two teams making it from both the North and the West.
Okay.
That's how it's going to be split.
Now it's going to
just
shake
like
up.
Last year.
What about
just like
what about
last
the Cowboys
year?
Gives you faith that they're going to make the playoffs?
Oh, because boy. That they are
that's a valid question.
A team that is chock full of Pro Bowlers and all pro players. Their problem is they didn't supplement it whatsoever. And as we're sitting here, what is it, the Saturday of preseason week 3, okay? Essentially, week 2, really.
Essentially.
So CeeDee Lamb is not yet signed. That is going to get done. Dak may not be signed, whatever that means. The Cowboys will still be a 10-win team, and maybe the Eagles win the division, and not the Cowboys. I believe the Eagles are a better football team than the Dallas Cowboys. I'm sorry to the 88 Clubber in the back, and I appreciate the Eagle fan that's barking in my direction in approval. Thank you, sir.
Passionate. I love it.
Thank you. Let's go, you know, climb a telephone pole together later on. But that's an overreaction. I still believe the Cowboys are a playoff team, and I think the Eagles 100% are going to be better, if not division winners, this year. And that's the way I'll go on that front. Why do you think there's going to be three teams from the North?
I do.
Getting in?
I do.
Because you're so nuts about the Chicago Bears.
I'm so nuts about Caleb Williams, and we're going to talk about him later.
It's like you love the Bears so much, it's not Hard Knocks. It's like Knocked Up. Good Lord, you love the Chicago Bears.
Did you see Caleb Williams today?
I know. That was big. But overreaction. Okay. You're now 2-for-2 on overreaction.
2-for-2. That's what I'm going for.
The disrespect is real, TJ. Because you're saying Dallas doesn't make it. You're saying the Eagles going Dallas doesn't make it.
Right now I would say that, but I do think one of them misses it.
Ooh. I can't imagine that.
Oh. You can't imagine it, but yet it happens every year.
No, I know
teams
that.
You expect don't make it.
Dallas is making it.
Oh, if Dallas doesn't make the playoffs.
I just don't know where the confidence comes from.
The confidence comes from a terrific team.
Like I said,
in first stringers,
a top heavy team,
and then and I'm just assuming Mike Zimmer will kind of continue the Dan Quinn's, you know, fairy dust where somebody you don't expect has a defensive player of the year type campaign.
I mean, I realize it was against Stetson Bennett, IV, and whoever was playing quarterback for the Raiders, but if you've been paying attention, we still have ball hawks on defense. Those corners, we're going to get a lot of picks. We're going to score touchdowns on D. Teams won't score on us. Rico Dowdle, though he's been the butt of jokes, countless jokes on this show, I'm going to make a prediction. He's going to rush for close to 1,000 yards. Tony Pollard did last year. Why not? We fortified our offensive line. Brian Baldinger, who knows more about O-linemen than all of us combined, said that our two draft picks he was very high on. One guy should have been a first rounder and quite possibly the first lineman taken. So, you know, we can sit here and speculate. I can't wait for this ball to get kicked off.
Let me tell you this, too.
Let's just get this going, man. Enough with the talk.
Two more weeks, TJ.
Man.
But and say this, too. Yeah, right. Also, and I'm serious when I'm saying this. I am not messing around because you know how I feel about it. Also, if the Cowboys' offense sputters around midfield or even their own 45-yard line,
doesn't matter.
You got a guy who can get you three.
Yes.
Holy cow!
You get a 66-yarder,
dude. Brandon
yesterday.
Aubrey, and that was good from like 75.
Yeah, really at SoFi, good. He attempted a 65-yarder.
Dude.
And just out of nowhere, my buddy Dylan, I was with, they were like, "Why are they kicking it so far?" I'm like,
"Because they can."
Make it. He missed it, but. You know.
I'm serious. I mean, McCarthy's just got to stop going for it on fourth down all the time and just take the three.
Take the three. Same with Dan Campbell. Like
he's the king of just like yeah.
Dan Campbell's the king of not.
Oh, that's true.
Taking the
when three. I know that.
Dan Campbell takes the three. The Lions were in the Super Bowl last year.
One last thing on Fanatics Fest. So the NFL had all the leagues had a booth because all the leagues have a relationship with Fanatics,
absolutely.
Right? And so the NFL had the 40-yard dash out there. And I thought to myself, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm not doing that. But then I showed up. I showed up there, okay, for half an hour. I was going to be at the NFL booth for half an hour. And Schefter's there. And at one point, he says to me, how about we do it? We run against each other.
Oh, God.
And I had just run already a couple times because Michael Rubin, Mr. Fanatics himself, was out there with a couple of influencers, you know, who I'll be straight up.
We didn't recognize.
But everyone else did.
Everyone else did.
Okay. Everyone else did.
Yeah. That's how this influencer world works.
I think at one point Alex Earl showed up dressed as Braxton Berrios.
Oh, that's who that was.
Yeah.
Well, they're not.
I know.
Yeah.
Right. So at any rate. Schefter's like, how about two Michigan guys do it? And I'd already run it twice, and I'm like thinking to myself, I can't believe I said I wasn't going to do it at all. And now I'm going to run it a third time. And I'm wearing these lace-up boat shoes. You saw what I was
wearing. They looked very comfortable, but they were not, how we say, you know, athletic footwear.
Neither were your dress shoes the first time you rolled.
But that was 20 years ago, and I'm not doing, like, I'm 55 now, pal. I keep saying that number over and over again. Double nickel. All right, I wasn't stretched. I wasn't going to do it at all. I'm like, but okay, sure, Adam. We'll do it.
Well, he got you with two Michigan, man. That's the way to your
heart.
He did.
And then Schefter was wearing, you know, Air Force Ones.
He was wearing Air Force Ones.
Some joggers.
By the way, I was going to get in his head. I'm like, good thing Sebastian Maniscalco's not here, pal. Because Adam's a year older than me.
Yeah.
Wearing Air Force Ones. But at least it was like the athletic wear.
Sure, yeah.
My feet are sliding all over the place.
But you warmed up. You ran twice.
Out there and I ran it with him, and he beat me by like half a step. Like half a step, he beat me. Adam Schefter. Here it is. All right. And then he just face planted.
I got to be honest, Rich, from watching this a few times at home this weekend, it looks like you pulled up.
Well, I did because I didn't want to go into that, you know.
Yeah, the crash pad.
You know, but I did anyway.
Haven't watching the Olympics taught you anything Adam, with your chest.
I know. That's how Noah Lyles has gold.
I feel like you pulled up. I feel like
Adam's got a low center of gravity.
Yeah, I know.
Pitter-patter. His feet were going so fast. You know, long stride.
Plus, you know, and he's like, he calls himself the new king of the 40-yard dash.
Oh, the disrespect is real.
Come on.
He was trying to get me to say on the stage that he ran like a 4.8, and I'm like, Adam, come on.
He blew. His knees were all cut up.
He did. Yeah.
Because he face planted in that thing.
Raspberries from face planting.
The Italian judge.
So next time, I'll wear the Air Force ones. You wear the boat shoes.
Boat shoes are terrible.
That's what I tell you always, man. Stay ready so you ain't got to get ready.
I don't know. I needed to be ready.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? You got a carry pair of sneaks out around?
My card's worth a dollar. Back off me. Come on. What an ego! What a double body blow! I learned my trading card is worth $8 plus tax, and then Schefter's like, "Let's run, let's run."
That's a Duke brother bet right there. $1
I know.
Randolph and Mortimer just exchanging your card back.
I didn't read the crop report appropriately. Otherwise, I would have had the proper shoe wear.
You would have known the prices on the umbrellas are very low.
Plus tax.
Plus tax.
That's just tax is high in New
worse.
York, so that
makes it worse.
What the hell going on?
What the hell going on?
A dollar.
By the way, though, in your defense, Rich,
thank you.
Sometimes we have cases, right, that we put cards in. That might not have been reflective.
No, it was. I asked Bobby. I'm like, is that the thing associated with it?
Two decimal bases.
No.
Sure, the one day runoff wasn't $1,000.
I was just gonna say
the actual retail price. Yeah. I should have had you do the residual Rich game.
$42,000. My eyes.
By the way, speaking of which, I've got three residual checks for later. You could just choose. We'll do that.
Ooh. Yes.
Jerry Dulac is on the program to tell us what the hell's going on.
Jerry.
What is happening?
Can they bring Mason Rudolph back?
Good question. I don't know. But there you have it, everybody. Adam Schefter,
the 40,
the new king. Get out of here.
Bow down when he comes to your town.
And that crash.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Tucker Carlson, what is it that you think that people gravitate towards?
I'm not self-aware. I refuse to be self-aware. I don't even look in mirrors at all, which you can probably tell from my appearance. I don't have a crazy high IQ, or I really don't have that many skills. I would say my main skill is I believe my instincts. I don't hesitate to follow my instincts, ever. The extent that I have, I've gotten in trouble.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.